We are into the middle of this important session. Those of you who are living here at the temple to practice are able to sit a good bit, morning and night, throughout the year, building up your zazen strength and power. This facilitates being able to sit regularly so much, facilitates tante samadhi. That is to say, tante does tante, mu does mu, the breath counts itself, just sitting. So you may now be now at a narrow, steep place in your climb up the Sesshin Mountain. But you're certainly not finding it like taking a leisurely walk along a flat road, even though you are accustomed to sitting a lot. Those of you who are here only for Sesshin are now able to sit far more than you usually can sit at home. Even though you are committed to daily sitting, you have many other responsibilities demanding your time. How blessed you must be feeling to have this wonderful opportunity to just sit. How blessed you feel to have this Dharma connection. On the other hand, you aren't accustomed to this much sitting, and you may be experiencing pains here and there, or the feeling that you can't quite get settled and steady into your practice. There may be a great sense of struggle and resistance. What a pity it would be for you to react to your present difficulties and travails by becoming discouraged or by feeling negatively resigned, it can't be helped, or even by giving up to some degree. Actually, the more you encounter trials and tribulations, the more you can welcome the trials. You can be thankful for your pain, the pain that is deepening your affinity with Buddha Dharma. If you can be noble and accept your troubles with joy, great practice will spring forth for you. There is only this one single doing. This one doing, this practice, is your support, your ground. You are grounded in this one single doing. You must, please, put more energy, ever more energy, into your commitment to practice. A lot of stuff will show its face. You'll be drawn to involve yourself with certain ideas and feelings. Do not get caught up. Stay with your practice. Do not involve yourself in the memories and the plans that arise. Just do this one doing with enthusiasm, purity. So the ancient teachers have admonished us not to follow our own ideas and form our own evaluations. Just be like a fool, an idiot. In the practice that you are doing now, there is absolutely no need for reflection, for evaluation. Just look at how it is. Amongst all the multitudes of being, only we clever humans surround ourselves with books and libraries. Only we humans are armed with hundreds of thousands of words, word piled upon word. Don't you find that you can easily get swept up in reading and in ideas? And you hoard all of this information which becomes an obstacle to your practice of the way. Why is it an obstacle? Because it is not genuine. You will get caught up by it. You cling to something artificial, hang on to it, and it pulls you off course in your Tante practice. Look up and ask the wide blue sky, being the sky, how many books have you read? You will not find in a book, you will not find in any idea that you're presently trying to cling to, anything that you can truly rely upon. Looking up at the vast skies, what do you see? Oh, pretty weather today, a bit of a springtime haze. Do you see how the great sky gives you this breath that you breathe? Your life is complete connection, interdependence. The great blue skies, the great earth, earth, water, fire, air, emptiness. Everyone is walking around as though it all has nothing to do with me, but you are receiving it all, one with all, eternally one, eternally interconnected. Most of all, eternally interconnected now, here. This is it. So kind. Nothing in excess, nothing missing. This is perfect. All-encompassing, all-inclusive. The brain, the intellect, cannot process it, cannot receive and accept it. Wits and information and analysis are unnecessary in the quest for truth. Truth is your reality, your life, your heart. It is beyond conditions. And with the intellect, you create divisions, separation, conditions, discrimination, opposition. And you make yourself miserable. The most clever of the animals is the most miserable. If you're only making yourself unhappy, well, you sow what you reap. But the misery and trouble of one is the misery and pain of all beings. Do you see this? Something gets into your eye, do you leave it be? Well, it's only affecting the eye. You know, the whole body suffers, doesn't it? Life is one, oneness, only one, one only. Nothing is outside. Belief in the Dharma teaching. Shakyamuni left home to seek truth because he saw the tremendous suffering surrounding him. He had to do something to help. You too have come to find liberation from pain and suffering. You know that there is something that you're not seeing. You feel anxiety. There's something urging you to look deeper, something which seeks to be known. You feel tied down, unfree. Birth, aging, sickness, and death are pressing. Something is tugging at you. Don't you see it yet? Isn't it clear yet? Don't you see it yet? Before you know it, you're 30 years old, 40, 50, 60. You can no longer think, time is before me, I've got time. fortunately, you are pressured by the reality of impermanence, more and more aware of the swiftness of change. Gradually, you regard life more and more tenderly. Someone here put their vow in very lively words. This is the last day of my life. I have only this day to do what has to be done. What a vital way to live. What is life? Are you living immediately, spontaneously, vitally? If you have doubts, if you hesitate, you're not allowing life to be vital, awake, alive. If you're cruising, laying back, that is not life, vital and awake. It is perfectly clear, so clear. I am alive. This is your reality. This instant, each instant, lively, clear. You haven't the time to grasp anything, to hang on to anything. If you attempt to hold on to something that's baggage, you can only pass through the barrier perfectly empty-handed. The guardian of the barrier is strict. Whatever you try to hide and hold will be pulled from you. Carrying nothing, open your palms wide and let go. And let go of letting go. Only then can you pass through this gate. Once you've passed through, fine. You see that the world is not stingy. So please, get serious about your practice. Believe deeply with all your being in your true self. You, the genuine you. Who is the genuine? The one who is receiving all the universe. Maybe you don't feel that you require so much. Just a spoonful, please. And within that spoonful, all being is included. You can't escape it. There is no distance. No distance. You are, as you are, this vast, genuine, all-encompassing being. And yet you make yourself, you make your world so small. You're flailing and bobbing up and down in the tear of a flea. Please, see your ignorance for what it is. The samadhi of befuddlement, disorientation. All the time you're wanting things to be a certain way, you want to take this and leave that. And you spend so much time calculating and arranging. Do you worry that things won't turn out as you want them to? That they won't last? You do feel anxiety. Do you have peace of mind? Do you know that there is no little me cut off from the rest? Do you know that mind is vast, limitless, serene? Are you aware of true mind, vast and serene, any and all the time? Or isn't it the case that when things don't go exactly as you would have them, you lose your tranquility, your so-called peace of mind? When pressed, pushed up against the wall, do you lose your peace? What do you do when struck at once by 100 bolts of lightning? That's being hard on you. One bolt of lightning is enough to strike terror. 100 bolts, What do you do? This world is a bedlam and a maze. You must come to be able to say that there wasn't so much as a twist in the road. Do you meet whatever comes your way squarely, with peace and equanimity? Or do you feel self-pity, lonely, left out, alone? Someone has told me that doing Zazen makes them feel even lonelier. Sit firmly. Your loneliness will become true aloneness. They were a little taken back by my response. Alone with myself, the flower blooms. Taking this step, what do I trample? Please permit me to take this step. Step by step, this step is supported by all of life. How can we help but go our way by leave of all things, all beings? We walk together. If your vow is to dedicate yourself to all beings, it must be heartfelt, not just words. Your vow must be in your action, in this one doing. Unless you give your all, you will not be able to see the oneness of all being, and you will not become aware of the blessings that you receive from everything. You have determined to give it your all, to give yourself 100% to your practice, haven't you? Yet you don't appear vivid, full of life. Give your all, and you receive everything. Dig out the meat, and the shell becomes a spoon. Throw down everything and realize, finally, that everything is golden. You are all holding on to an idea of who you are. It's a habit of many lifetimes. And that's fine. You will suffer. You will not be satisfied. You will be anxious. Your suffering, your dissatisfaction, and your anxiety will motivate you, as nothing else could, to stay with it until awakening. It won't give you rest until you have attained self-realization. Good. Openly accept, receive everything, no matter what. Good. Fine. We already passed halfway through this session. I'm not able to encourage you properly, to strike you with urgency, and I'm sorry. Please, please, let Tante do Tante. Let your practice urge you, encourage you, embolden you. Let your practice give you courage. Why do I strike the tatami? Don't you feel it yet? Die for once, and you will feel. Die for once, and what a relief. All is calm. Dig out self-cherishing, ego-grasping. Die for once and know true calm. A calm that could not be imitated without death. You've had a chance to voice Mu in the Zendo during the last rounds of Zazen. Did you get with it? Become one with your mu practice. This one doing arises from your tanden. This one doing is new and fresh. This one doing, please carry through. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.